This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Food prices are likely to remain high for the next 2 to 3 years. That announcement came today from the UN.
For restaurant owners, this is a real business problem. And as Day to Day's Alex Cohen reports, many chefs are trying to cook up creative solutions.
At Lucille's Smokehouse Barbecue in Torrance, California, that bell means it's time to open the smoker.
True barbecue is low and slow smoking and cooking of the barbecued meats.
Craig Hoffman, the restaurant's owner, proudly shows off his smoker, which can hold up to 1,000 pounds of meat. Inside are rotating racks of tri-tip, chicken legs, baby back ribs, pulled pork, and brisket.
All those items are based upon feed costs, and with 60% of the corn crop either going to ethanol or being exported, our product costs have gone up.
Hoffman's customers are also being hit by the high costs of food and gas, so they aren't eating out as much.
We're seeing less and less of our customers coming in as regularly as they used to.
Hoffman didn't want to raise prices, so he's made changes in what you get for the existing prices. For example, he used to offer 2 side dishes with every lunch order.
So you could get French fries and corn or potato salad and beans. And we've now gone down to 1 side.
Across the country, from the local diner to fine dining establishments, restaurant owners are changing the way they do business.
We revamped our lunch menu.
The Cheesecake Factory's Howard Gordon says even though the nationwide chain is known for its enormous servings, they've decided to reduce portion sizes on some items.
We were hearing from our guests that for lunch they didn't want to take leftovers back to work to put into a refrigerator, where at dinner they were more than happy to take home everything that was left over.
Other chains are switching ingredients. Chuck E. Cheese, that prince of pizza, is now using a cheaper cheese, a reformulated mozzarella product. At Legal Seafoods, a popular East Coast chain, beverage VP Sandy Block says while the dollar is weak in Europe and domestic wine prices are up, they're buying more bottles from South America.
Something would have been unthinkable maybe even 3 to 5 years ago, but we're planning a new list with substantially more Argentinian Malbec than California Merlot.
But changing wine lists, menus, and ingredients can easily turn off customers, which is why many restaurateurs turn to guys like Ron Paul.
Just like the guy running for president, but it's not me.
This Ron Paul runs a company called Technomic. Technomic researches customer habits and they consult with restaurants like the Olive Garden, Red Lobster, and Chili's. Recently, Paul's noticed it's harder for restaurants to profit because customers are spending more cautiously.
What happens oftentimes in the restaurant situation is consumers are skipping the beverage factor. They're not spending the money for the beverage.
And so Paul tells restaurants to bundle. That is, offer a special that includes a drink and a dessert so customers will wind up buying more. He also advises if you have to cut back from a 14-ounce steak to a 10-ounce one, make a reduced portion look bigger by serving it on a smaller dish.
It might be better to have a 10-inch plate kind of heaping full with salad than have a 12-inch plate that doesn't look as full because it doesn't really cover the surface.
And here is where there might be a silver lining to the dark clouds of the economy. Restaurant portions should be smaller, says David Heber, director of UCLA's Center for Human Nutrition.
A lot of studies do show that if you have a bigger portion in front of you, you are more likely to eat the whole thing. A recent study with a refilling bowl of soup showed that people ate 31% more when the bowl kept refilling itself.
But Heber cautions a lot depends on where you make cuts. Protein tends to be expensive. Sugars, fat, and salt are much cheaper. That may be why the Cheesecake Factory says it has no plans to trim the size of its signature dessert. They're still making and selling 40,000 cheesecakes a day. Alex Cohen, NPR News.